Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The U.S. Energy Information Administration today says that the national average retail price of diesel fell to its lowest level in 2 years in the week that ended on Monday. Average diesel prices fell 0.7 cents to $3.814 a gallon. That's the lowest level since July 30th of 2012. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NASS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending August 31st. The numbers look like this. 53% of the corn crop is dented versus 35% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 59%. 8% is rated mature versus the five-year rolling average of 16%. Corn conditions, good to excellent, 74%, that's up 1 percentage point from last week. Fair, 19%, poor, 5%, very poor, 2%. Soybeans, dropping leaves, 5% versus the 5-year rolling average of 7%. Soybean conditions, good to excellent, 72%, down 2 percentage points from a week ago. Fair, 22%, poor, 5%, and very poor, 1%. Commodity brokerage F.C. Stone has raised its forecast of U.S. 2014 corn production to 14.595 billion bushels from 14.455 in its previous forecast. The firm raised its corn yield to 174.1 bushels per acre from 172.4 last month. For soybeans, F.C. Stone pegged production at 4 billion bushels from its August forecast of 3.865 billion bushels. The firm forecasts the average soybean yield at 47.6 BPA. That's up from the August estimate of 46 bushels to the acre. Also this morning, Allendale released its annual production survey. The numbers look like this. For corn, production at 14.409 with a yield of 171.9. And for soybeans, production of 3.884 with a bushel per acre average of 46.4. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,146. It's up 78 points. The NASDAQ, 4602, up 4.5. The S&P 500 is 2007, and it's up just over 5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Leonard.
Today's buzz in the marketplace is continuing to be focused on the potential for a cold surge in Canada as we get into the middle part of next week. And some of the computer forecast models today suggested it would come into the northwestern Corn Belt during the latter part of next week into the following weekend. Well, this event is too far out in time for us to have much confidence in it. And I think the bottom line is that the odds are fairly good. The models are overdoing the cold for the northwestern Corn Belt. And so I feel fairly confident this morning in saying that there will not be a frost or freeze event through at least Thursday of next week in the U.S. Midwest proper. Northern Plains and parts of Western Canada's prairies are a totally different situation, and the odds are fairly good that they will see significant freezes by the middle to latter part of next week. In the meantime, our near-term forecast in the Midwest is still going to be promoting some periodic showers and thunderstorms across the area, and that's likely to be a bit of a deterrent for some farming planting activity and certainly crop maturation rates will be slow across the region as long as the precipitation is occurring fairly often across the region. This morning we do have rain and thunderstorms occurring again in a portion of the southwestern Corn Belt, and this precipitation is going to work its way further to the east and north as we go forward through the next couple of days. The majority of the precipitation will be highly varied. Some locations will get some locally heavy rainfall, and the majority of it will probably not be so heavy, and we'll expect the precipitation to advance, like I said, to the northeast and passing through Iowa and portions of Wisconsin and Illinois as we go through the next 24 to 48 hours. Another disturbance will occur in the western Corn Belt as we get into Thursday. There will also be some storms across the Great Lakes region on Thursday, and as we go into Friday and Saturday, the odds are fairly good that we'll see some shower activity in the southern and easternmost parts of the Midwest. In almost all cases, the rainfall is going to be mostly light with a few moderate amounts. Daily totals will probably run upwards to half inch quite often, and there'll be a few spots that will get an inch or so. Somewhat cooler and drier air will work its way through the Midwest for a brief period of time as we go from Friday into Saturday. And during that time period, we will see the temperatures cool back into a more seasonable range after being quite warm here today and tomorrow. The afternoon temperatures today across the Midwest will be mostly in the 80s, and we'll see some 70s in the far north. Tomorrow will be our warmest day with 80s and 90s likely across the region. Most of the 90s will be lower 90s. And they will occur from southern Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas into Illinois and portions of Kentucky and some areas just to the north of the Ohio River in Indiana and Ohio. As we get into the day Friday, though, much cooler air will enter the northwestern part of the Corn Belt with 60 and 70 degree highs expected, and that cool air will overspread the rest of the Midwest as we go into Saturday with highs mostly 70s. There may be a few lower 80s that still occur near the Ohio River. Our lowest temperatures at night will cool back into some 40s and lower 50s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt as we get involved with this cool air as we move from Friday into Saturday and Sunday, but then the temperatures will begin to warm again thereafter. Looks as though we will see some increasing rainfall once again next week as we get in front of that cold surge that will be coming out of Canada, and that will likely generate some more moisture and delays in farming activity. Our temperatures will warm up ahead of that storm system, but as the colder air comes back across the region, temperatures late next week into the following weekend will be notably cooler once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL. And from Busey, with strategy planning for future generations to fit individual needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winters, September wheat is 611, down 6.5. Soft September wheat, 528, down 15.5. September corn, 348.5, down 7.25. December, 356, now 57, now 56.75, down 7. September soybeans, 1077.5, down 19.75. November, 1016.5, now 3/4, now a half, down 15.5. September soybean meal, 443.50, down 660. September soybean oil, 31.90, down 11. October live cattle, 153.35, up 92.5. September feeders, 221.17.5, up 92.5. And October lean hogs are $100.30, and they're up 42.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Market feels heavy today.
Most assuredly. I think it's a lot heavier than I would have expected. Talking in our morning meeting this morning, I think the general takeaway is these yield numbers that we're hearing out of the South. I mean, when you hear the real yield numbers coming out of the field as big as they are, and then you see the private estimates that have corn anywhere from, you know, 171.9 up to 174.1, the beans 46.4 to 47.6. Do you think coming into next week's report, if the USDA were to publish those numbers for real, what the trade would do? And I think that's exactly what's on the trade's mind today is the prices are really good for those kind of yield numbers, so we probably need to do some selling.
So they're pricing those numbers in, but they haven't really gotten at it yet because they haven't broken below the lows for the move yet.
I think you're 100% right. You know, one of the things that we scratched in our margin pad when we did the contract lows for December corn, let's say, we kind of had dialed in a 172 national average yield. So until we go below those numbers, I don't think the trade is officially above those marks. The question right now is, what kind of a harvest situation do we have? What sort of a marketing window are we going to have going through harvest? Is it going to be long or short? The other question that we asked ourselves is are these yield numbers consistent, are going to stay consistent through harvest, or are they going to get better, or are they going to get worse? I think what our assumption in-house is that they're going to stay pretty consistent for the time being, and then we'll get a better feel for the guys up north and the guys over in Ohio that kind of had a split planting window. They do have a little bit of a different scenario to digest and see what sort of an impact that has on their yield.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. While Bill was talking, November soybeans did make a new low for its move. It's sitting at 10.16 and a quarter, and the previous low for the move was at 10.19 and three quarters. So we have broken into new lower territory this morning. Let's see how futures otherwise currently trading. September corn, 3.48 and a half, down 7 and a quarter. December, 3.56 and three quarters, down 7. Novi beans, 10.16 and a quarter, down 15 and three quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.